What is this position? No position at all. Why? Because it's a universal mind. And it will dissolve. The more of us can do that, not get fooled by it, the easier we can stop the world. I have seen miracle. Now, if you are called to go physically help them, bon voyage, go. We need people like this to do that type of work. But until you have your calling, this is the biggest, even bigger than going there and trying to help something that's going to happen anyway, no matter how hard we try. So what is the position is art of living? First, you stand your ground of self, the little self with your individuality, then you stand the ground of the self with the universal mind. So what is this art of living? Not only eliminates the falsehood with the body identification, it eliminates the falsehood of believing that this world is real. Hans, do you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Joanna? Okay. It's hard to digest. And now, our dedication to free ourselves or have peace of mind, we have freed the whole world because it's a universal. It's very hard to understand it with the mind. But if you can trust me for a moment, you will see that no other remedy ever worked. You know? Why didn't it work? Okay, we brought temporary ointment on a huge deep sore, and it came out in another place in this world. So what is the remedy? It's elimination of the false, elimination of the false, elimination of the false. Believe me. What we are doing here is much greater than anything we could do for the world. And again, don't get me wrong, service is wonderful. I mean, we are all available to help. But until then, that we have a clear-cut calling, let's do some prevention. Let's do get rid of the individual mind, and then we can worry about the universal mind, which is treated the same way.
So Tim, I was thinking about, when you were saying that, about Gandhi and his philosophy of nonviolence.
Mm-hmm. Ahimsa.
Yeah, how he, he had to really take a stand on that.
Yes.
And that how, just one person or that
mentality
could change
the whole thing without violence.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. He lived by this realization that I'm talking about. He knew that by taking thoughts, by defending or fighting with something, we make it real. We make it that it exists like a ghost. So he decided to go in a gentle way, and by repeating the name of Rama with his devotion and love. Now, when we realize that the world is the universal mind, then truthfully we realize then we can change the picture and we can help a great deal. Our teacher, Sri Satya Sai Baba, is conducting some yajna, which is a sacrifice, fire sacrifice, is a ritual in India that hasn't been done for 5,000-6,000 years. And he's doing it to help this vibration, to lift the vibration. He didn't take a gun to go there, or he didn't go there and say, listen, you stop, and you stop. what he has done is quietly raising the vibration where people can have better understanding. Unless we raise the consciousness through our own rising, then it's like going into a blind and saying, you must fetch me, you know, something impossible. People will not listen. So the answer to your question is that, what do we do for Israel and Lebanon? We realize there is only God. There is no enemy and there is no friend. We stand that ground of oneness with a 100% conviction, and that's the only thing that's going to remedy it that I know of. If anybody knows a better remedy, please come in. The wars are the nature of duality in the mind. When a person is believed his own mind a lot, it begins to, is the reflection of his own mind, is this universal mind, and the same opposite will fight in the world. Because there is a war here. When you have a war here, you will have a war there. You know? And nothing can stop it until you stop this war.
I was reading this book. I'm reading this book called the Power of Now,
mm-hmm.
and Living in the Present,
mm-hmm.
by Eckhart Tolle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he talks about how the mind is so people are so think using their mind and thoughts so much, and it's working so so many people are doing it. It's really a disease. But there's so many people doing it, accept it as normal.
Yeah,
but
it is not a disease, it's ignorant. Ignorant is not in a bad way, it's not being aware of anything better than that. Not being taught, not being ready for the wisdom, not embracing the wisdom. Now, like Don was saying, I want peace. A lot of people want peace, but they want to also give the world peace. It's impossible. One has to concentrate 100% in one's peace in order to reflect that in the world. Otherwise, it's temporary. It really is temporary.
When I was growing up, I reached the decision that for me to hit someone would be for me to say they're right with their violent acts toward me.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that I wasn't going to fight anybody ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And it created a different level of awareness.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I can
yes,
see
Yes, that's
more.
The nonviolence.
Yeah.
That's the stand. The nonviolence will protect the one that stands on that ground.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. The truth will protect the holder of the truth. Nonviolence, love will protect the one that gives love. And hatred would attract hatred. It's all lack. Love, love, hate, hate. Yes. So I think, to make a long story short and make it very good news, I think we are on the right track. I say I think because I'm 100% myself, but in case some of us have a doubt.
I don't live that way now.
Nonviolence?
I don't live. I'm involved in road rage.
No. You couldn't.
I'm trying.
No.
I don't know what happened.
Wendell. Now, Joanna, do you have any question, honey, so far?
I was just thinking about the what you're going to go to over there, and that they haven't done it for 5,000 or 6,000 years. And I'm like, what would they be doing?
Oh, I tell you what they are doing. Well, as much as I know, I'm sure it's much more to it than I know. It is they make a fire, and this fire goes on without ever going off for 11 days. And there are pundits, which we call it like priests, that their job is recitation of the Vedic mantras, which are very, very high caliber vibration of mantras. They sit around it and they sacrifice everything found in the world, a little bit of it, from yogurt to butter to rice to, as if with saying the Vedic mantra is like we give this much instead of this much of, like we give drop of blood instead of a lot of bloodshed, because of this mantra works it out and gives prosperity and peace. It's very powerful, and the reason I'm saying it is for us to be open to receive this grace that is going to happen from tomorrow until 20th of August. And every thoughts, words, and deeds, we have one scale, one pulse we should look at it. Is it initiating to my ultimate freedom or peace or not? If it isn't, if what I'm thinking, saying, doing is harmonized to initiate more to my goal of accomplishing 100% peace, if it isn't. So if we want peace, too much crap from TV and media going through our ears is a no-no. You can read a newspaper and watch TV and be curious about what's going on around you in the world and not judge it. Once you judge it, you are in the mud. Right there, you have lost the middle path. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're talking about our tongue, what initiate? Too much talking is too much trouble. Period. I just came out of 5 days silence. Too much talking is too much trouble. Too much curiosity is too much trouble. Why? Because the talking and curiosity is in the universal mind that we're trying to not pay attention to. So how do we use our senses and the mind? Minimum to do our duty. Minimum to our duty. What do we do with them afterwards? We bring him in and we enjoy the nature, we enjoy the sunset, we enjoy each other, we enjoy the member of our family, we enjoy writing loving letters to people, we enjoy emailing someone to uplift them, we enjoy thinking about God, we enjoy contemplating on the self. This is the usage of the five senses and the mind that are not pulled into the mud. That is, brings the pure mind and a pure heart. Someone called me today, and she's been working with me for the past 2.5 weeks, and she says, is it normal that my mind translate everything to the truth? Mm. I said, thank God, if it wasn't, it would be a failure. And I told her, because your mind is purifying itself. It's not a fly sitting in all sorts of nasty stuff. It has transformed itself to a bee. And it only sits on the pollen and creates sweetness. And that is what has happened to all of us. Look back. You know, look back just a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago. Why? Because we took our sponge, our dry sponge from the mud, we washed it in the clean water. Now, whatever does not stay in our consciousness as impurity cannot be our experience.
So then I don't think I'm in that bad.